during Great Lent and fast, we talk a lot about sin. We talk a lot about repentance. And there is often conflict. Why do we sin? Because it tastes good, looks good, feels good. Very simple. The saints say never lie about temptation. Why do people take drugs? Because they work. At the beginning. Temptation often promises you everything and ends up taking everything from you. There was a story about this kind of conflict about a man who had a drinking problem. And he got up one morning early and he saw all these beer bottles in the backyard and he picked one up and he smashed it against the wall. You're the reason I have trouble in my marriage. He picked up another empty bottle and threw it against the wall. It says, you're the reason I don't have another job. But he noticed there was a full bottle still unopened. He kissed it and he said, I know you had nothing to do with this. We like to blame things, circumstances, people. When there's an old saying, we have seen the enemy. And the enemy is us. There's a reason why we like to foist our foibles on things and people because we don't want to take this great responsibility for our lives upon ourselves. So even though temptation is confusing, the results sometimes are very bleak. Because as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, the goal of prayer and fasting is ultimately pleasure and freedom. The ability to control your own life. The ability to say, I will do what I want to do. I will not be led away, neither by substance or by bad habit or by anyone else or by anger or by frustration. I am in charge of my life. So even as we kiss that beer bottle that's still full and gives us so much hope for tomorrow, we know that the future is neither in that full bottle, nor it is the blame is not in the empty one. But the future is in ourselves. As Shakespeare said, the future is not in the stars, it is in ourselves. And what a beautiful gift it is to realize it. And the power of good habits. We often talk about bad habits, bad choices. But we also should remember what a great gift God gave us, that every time we choose something good, we have conquered. Remember what this one child told me in communion class. Every time you say no to sin, you say yes to God. I could add, every time you say no to temptation and sin, you say yes to God, you say yes to yourself, you say yes to freedom, you say yes to a beautiful, joyful freedom. St. Augustine, in his famous work, The Confessions, wrote about his sinful life. And as he tried to make that change from bad habits to good habits, he had a dream, and in the dream, he said, my sins kept calling back to me. How could you possibly live without us? This false temptation, this lie, is always something that tends to take our soul away from us, to take hope away from us. Do not believe it. We were built for joy, pleasure, happiness, and freedom. And whatever thing or whatever circumstance you think may be taking your life away, it is a lie. Christ gives you freedom. And remember, often people speak about a welcoming church, and it's very good. But when Jesus preached, he didn't preach welcome. His first preaching was repent. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. Give up the evil, because the taste of freedom is sweet. Слава Ісусу Христу!